This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In Ezekiel 22:30, God says, "I looked for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it, but I found none." God looked for someone to stand in the gap, but couldn't find one. Many times in God's Word, you find a gap existing, a gap that needs to be occupied by someone willing to take a stand, to represent both God and people, someone who'd be a mediator or intercessor. Abraham was one, standing in the gap between God and Sodom. Remember when he prayed to God, "If there are 45 righteous, would you save Sodom? If there are 40, if there are 30, if 20? If even 10, would you save Sodom?" He had a heart for standing in the gap. Moses also was one. When the children of Israel hardened their hearts, he was willing to plead with God, even saying, "God, if you're going to judge them, judge me too." The Apostle Paul, in writing to the Romans, writes of the tremendous burden he felt for the children of Israel, his blood brothers, who had not trusted in the Savior and rebelled against the truth. He was willing to stand in the gap. God is looking for someone who will build up a wall of protection and stand in the gap as an intercessor. Let me challenge you to stand in the gap, representing God to sinners and calling sinners to repent and get right with God. Plead for God's mercy and grace on behalf of those who listen and repent. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.